I know what it is to be unaware of my being. I know what it is to be unaware of my being. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I know what it is to be unaware of my being. Now, anybody who is able to make that statement and know that it's true is a master. I know what it is to be unaware of my being. What is it to be aware of our being? What is our being? Who are we? What is it that we're thinking about? What is it that we're calling ourselves? Our beingness, our being, our essence, our essential reality. What is that? I know what it is to be unaware of my being. Now, we have been talking about the idea of allness. And if you are a uniqueness, you cannot be aware of allness. And if you are allness, you cannot be aware of uniqueness. So if you are an is, and you are Sybil Agabo, or Herb Byerly, then you are those people and those individuals. And you carry with you all the limitations that those beings have. Now, when you say, I am the universal all, I am absolute, I am one, then you are not Sybil and you are not Herb. You are not an individual and you have no limitations of an individual. Limitations would be the wrong word to use there, really, because it's not a limitation. You have not the specifics, the embodiment of what being you means. Now, the embodiment of being Sybil Agabua means that you are a woman, you are a mother of three children, you are a wife of a husband, you are the businesswoman, you are the leader of the church, the Bill of God Unlimited, you are a minister, you are a doctor, you are a reverend, you are all these things, but you see, those don't begin to cover who you really are. Because then we throw a word in there that is going to mess everything all up. And we say, you are a divine being. Now, you are a limited being? So be it. You are a divine being? So be it. Now, how can you be a limited being and a divine being at the same time? Well, to be a limited being means that you claim only as much as you can perceive or be aware of. To be a divine being, you claim and perceive all that you are not aware of. As a divine being, you are not interested in details. You are not interested in how a healing happens to a person. You're not interested in how independent wealth comes to a person. You're not interested in how success comes to anyone. All you do is say, you reveal now that which is. Because when you are in this divine aspect of your beingness, you're in the aspect that knows all already exists. There is nothing to be manufactured, nothing to be made, nothing to be brought forth. It is only to be revealed. It's like Gregor was visiting when we were down at Rudy Medina's house in El Cajon, in El Centro. And Rudy Medina is a dowser, and Rudy Medina is a diamond collector, and Rudy Medina is a fireman. He retired. Rudy Medina is many, many, many things. Well, when Gregor was with us and we were visiting Rudy, he wanted us to play a game. So he took a bunch of pennies and spread them around in the yard, just here and there on the driveway. And then he put sheets of newspaper over them. And then he said, okay, now you go and you tell me where the penny is. And then you tell me what the date is on the penny. Yeah. I mean, that's a toughie. And so then they would do that, and they would somehow mark that penny so that they would know what it was. And nobody knew what it was because they just threw them out helter-skelter, and they landed where they would, and they put the newspaper over it, and no one noticed what, you know, was looking for the number. And of all the people, everybody tried it. Mark tried it, and he was pretty good at it, my son. And I think Ellen tried it, and she was there. And Gregor was there, and a few other people were there. And they all tried it. And the best person in finding it, other than Rudy Medina, was Gregor Mueller. He had the best sensitivity for finding the coins under the paper and telling you what the number was. I mean, it's a marvelous gift. It's a marvelous awareness. But Rudy could tell it because he just listened and followed it. Gregor could tell it because he just listened and followed it. The rest of us were trying to see, now, what would that number be? What would that number be? Well, we didn't know the number. So we didn't know the number. Now, if we just said, the number? Oh, 1975, 1982, 19 whatever, you know. Then we would have got it. But we didn't do that because we didn't trust ourselves. And the game of dowsing for pennies, you know, to know where they are and what denomination or what date they are, is a game of playing how much you really like yourself, how much you really believe in yourself and listen to your divine inner voice talk to you. Now, I know what it is to be unaware of my being. When I am unaware of my being, I just know everything. I just feel illumined. I just feel inspired. I just feel wonderful. When I'm aware of my being, everything works out so beautifully. Everything works out so powerfully. And this is when I'm unaware of my being. I'm unaware of it because I'm not even thinking about it. I don't think now, let's see, the divine in me knows the date that's on that coin. And so, okay, divine in me, tell me the date that's on that coin. I don't have a good connection, do I? I don't have a good connection. But if I go there and douse, if I want to play the game, and then I douse, and then I say, okay, that penny is from 1912. That penny is from 1920, you know, or whatever the date might be on it. And then sure enough, that's just the way it is. But when I just let go and I'm unaware of my being, when I'm unaware of it, then I know everything. But the moment I start trying to be aware, start trying to say, now, how, what, come on, I know God in me knows the answer. That's a good start, you know. But that's only the start. The finish is when you're unaware and you know it. The finish is like these autistic children who are able to do marvelous mathematical problems without a hitch, and at the end, they have the exact correct answer, and they haven't done a thing. All they did was to know the answer. In fact, they could have told you the answer before you finished the problem. Because the problem is in the divine reality, the problem is in the allness, and their answer is in the allness, and they knew that, and they're one as the allness, but they can't tell you that they're one as the allness, because that's an area of their thinking that they hadn't worked on. But you see, that's the magic of it. And that's just as a proof. The answer is always there, even before the problem is there. Isn't that interesting? The answer is there before the problem is there. And it's true. It's true. Is the answer to a problem always existent with the problem? Yes. And is it existent before the problem? Yes. Were each of the numbers individually existing before the problem too? Did they stand somewhere? You know, one, two, three. They have no stand place because they're every place. A one is a universal number. Two, three, all are universal numbers. And that's the fun of it. But what I know what it is to be unaware of my being. And I know what it is to be unaware of my being when. When I just am still and listen within. Now, the stillness isn't that important. The stillness is good. Because the stillness makes a good habit for us. We listen better. But we can hear even in the loudness. In the loudness, we're falling off a cliff and they say, God help me, what do I do now? And the voice inside you said, stick out your arm and grab that branch. But, no buts about it. That but and that branch is gone. Okay, see, yeah, grab the branch. And then, lo and behold, the branch holds you just long enough so that you could, and pulls out by the roots so that it lowers you down to the ledge. And you just sort of slide down to the ledge and go, bam, you know, and then you can get off. If you just follow the listening aspect, but the training of one's following in the listening aspect is the real creative art of this thing here. So I know what it is to be unaware of my being every time I listen to the divine within and follow it. That's the awareness of my being. And it's kind of an exciting adventure, isn't it? Do you know what it is to be aware of your being? Are you happy in being aware of your being? I know I am. And if you're happy being aware of your being, then you've got everything put together pretty nicely. And I think that's what it's all about. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.